Well, it is too late indeed for FOMO. If you weren't at Splash 2022 Trade Expo on the Gold Coast, you are now in Romo Zone. Yes, regret of having missed out. Today we look at that. Make sure you check out the links and have a look at some of the photos and video wrap-up too. We have a chat on HR and some of the changing guidelines around pay and employment. And we hear a little bit about the history from DAB, Italian pump maker. It's really interesting, in fact. Well, here we go. Ready, set, splash. Making chlorinators is what we do at AIS. This laser focus has brought us recognition as a global leader, winning countless international and national awards. Our technology is operating in over 55 countries worldwide. Our claims are backed by university research and data. Our customer testimonials prove the value of our technology's benefits, ease of operation, reliability, and service. Find out how your customers can benefit from our 30 years of innovation and excellence at aiswater.com.au today. Well, for such a long time on this podcast, we had been talking about, well, the Splash Trade Expo. Originally supposed to be run back in 2020 and then 2021, and finally the event was held in 2022. Now, many of you listening will have been on site. You were there, you experienced it. If you weren't, well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the event that was today, because it was an incredible, significant week for our industry, demonstrating our professionalism, our world-class innovation and excellence, filled a big event hall there at the Gold Coast Convention and Entertainment Centre with wonderful first-class stands all the way from Fluidra as the platinum sponsor right through that hall as well. So many stands with rigging and fully built, and others there bringing their innovation as best as they could. And it was a world-class leading event for our industry. It was a pivotal and a memorable moment, a stake in the ground for you, for me, for our pool and spa people, and the products, the processes that we create and we bring to market that you do, and you do so, so well. I do want to actually acknowledge that event is in great support from our sponsors. So the platinum sponsor that really do make those event incredible. Platinum sponsor Fluidra, thank you so much. And a wonderful double story stand you guys had on entry too. What an investment you put into our show. To DAB and to Reese as the gold sponsors of the event, significantly contributing as well and investing in incredible looking stands, brand new stands for both DAB pumps and for the Reese group as well. Your people on site was just fantastic with both of those groups too. And of course, for AIS as our silver sponsor, again, investing so much into that show and helping us turn that event into something incredible and significant. Look, there were plenty of other sponsors there too, Stearns and Australian Energy Systems for the welcome events of Brower for the cups as well, the coffee cup. Thank you to all those who contributed beyond the event to become sponsors in some way to make that event a better place. Was awesome. And look, how far we've come. I'm going to put the links into the description below, links to all the photos. There's like going to be over 1,000 photos on there at the moment. There is also a wrap-up video that I'll put the link to, sort of a 90-second wrap-up of what was our couple of days at Splash, the event. In fact, I was speaking to one person a week or so ago when they saw the wrap-up video, and they said, look, that is such a good little piece that helps solidify the experience that we all had. I thought that was very intelligent and articulate too. Have a look at it if you were there and let that remind you of how good it was. And if you weren't there, well, it's not FOMO that I want you to have had, because you did miss out. It's now ROMO. It's the regret of having missed out, ROMO. And I want you to make sure that you don't miss out going forward, because it's moments like that trade show that we can walk into a room and be absolutely wowed. There is that big wow moment because a lot of the ow effort had been put in by all of you who exhibited to be there. There was a lot of ow just in setup, in investment, in cost, in pulling your team together, in strategizing and thinking. And once that ow is all done, well, we get to the wow moment, and certainly there was an incredible wow as we walked into that events exhibition hall. And how far We have come. Where 20 years ago, we would be displayed on trestle tables. We would be displayed in a back hall somewhere, maybe on trestle tables and maybe with our black or white tablecloths. And then we moved to stands that had walls and power and lighting, and then to outgrowing the casino venues, some of you will remember, and taking a smaller space in the world-class venue like the GCCEC on the Gold Coast, which was, you know, I know it's classy because it was the home of the 2022 Logies like just a few days before we bumped in, so it must be like super classy. In 2018, 4 years ago, the Splash event was brought into industry on behalf of industry by the members of the Peak Body Spaza to own an event that is by industry and for industry, highlighting what we do, who we are. This is truly your event. And so 2022, we filled the entire hall, the whole hall. We'd never done that before. We marked our claim on areas like the extra seminar area and the food hall. We spilled out on the Thursday night. Again, we'll have to watch the video and look at the photos if you weren't there. But 430 of you were for the inaugural Splash, the after party. Oh, yes, the after party, the definite article, the after party, and 430 of you were there and having an incredible evening. Again, a milestone event, a stake in the ground for our industry as we celebrate just how far that we've come. Each one of you is actually a part of a global industry, no small influence in the global setting. We're significant, and that event truly showed us how the largest industry trade event in the Southern Hemisphere for our industry ever. Amazing. Amazing. You just did an incredible job, my industry men and women and family. It really was worth just taking a moment to reflect through all of the business that you do on what that was and where we're moving over the next couple of years, because you're a professional, influential, expert industry. You're made up of many: the construction, the commercial, pre-market, post-market, problem solving, problem preventing, hardware, software, innovation, automation. The list goes on and on and on. Incredible products, great professional people demonstrating innovative processes, but it's all through each one of you and the people in your organization as well. So I hope you had an opportunity at the show, if you were there, to learn, but also to share your knowledge, to be able to walk, to talk, to listen, to learn. It's what we do. I think as we move towards 2024, we want to, you know, again, be bigger and better than we were here. But having said that, here was a pretty good place to be. And if you go back over the journey of the 20-odd years of the Splash Trade Show, where it's come to, it is my congratulations to each one of you making up the awesomeness that is our industry. From here today, what we are going to look at is, I want to go back to a couple of interviews. We did lots of interviews, as many as we could. You would have seen us with camera crews, photographers, Chris Maher, our Splash editor, getting around with a camera and a recorder, a microphone as well. Myself, Lindsay McGrath, CEO of Spaza, doing some interviews too around the place. We also had Vita Dante, who is a significant contributor to our feature articles in the Splash magazine. On site, we had her at a back little office set up, and many of you might be aware that Vita was doing some podcast recordings. And I want to bring you a couple of those podcast recordings to me. One, the first one you're going to hear, really important stuff. It's from HR Anywhere, who are backed by AB Phillips. And HR Anywhere, Brenda Gerard Foster, incredible, really looking at a conversation. It's so important in the changing environment, constantly reducing risk around complex HR process, including legal, people management, and of course, payroll. We've seen an announcement by the federal government that the minimum wage is going up by 5.3%, I think, and all other awards that are related to our industry, I think, going up by 4.7%. But don't listen to me. Listen to the content provided coming up for you next as HR Anywhere and Brenda Gerard Foster walks you through some of those considerations and things. Then after that, you are going to hear from a gold sponsor, a wonderful Italian accent that you are going to hear coming through the airwaves, and that is from Matteo Calligaro. He's from Italy, talking about Dab Pumps, which is an Italian company, and some of the heritage and history around that brand. I found fascinating, really, really interesting to listen to, and I hope you do too. Enjoy the podcast. Thank you for joining us again today. Make sure you click on the links and have a look at those highlight videos and some of the photos. And make sure you do subscribe and like this and share it with your team. Share the love. That's what we do at Ready, Set, Splash Podcast. Luidra is proud to bring you Magnapool, the world's best and only true mineral pool system. Providing the very best in water comfort and clarity, Magnapool is also beneficial to the environment thanks to its unique no-salt formula. Partnered with the all-new Hydroxinator IQ, showcasing innovative features giving you control over scheduling, pump speed, boost and low mode, heaters, lights, pH and chlorine. All this via Wi-Fi connectivity from your smartphone. Smart sensors and ultra-long life cell ensures Magnapool owners save time, save energy and save money. Find out more by going to magnapool.com today.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And you're welcome.
We'll start with your full name and the company that you're representing.
Yes. My name is Brenda Garrard-Forster and I'm General Manager of HR Anywhere, which is owned by AB Phillips.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about the business in the context of the pool space.
Yeah, certainly we offer three service lines, which is really quite unique for a business like ours. Normally you would only find a HR consultancy business rather than we have HR, we have workers' compensation and we have OH&S or work health and safety. So what we do is we ensure that we can provide a service that covers all three areas or all three aspects of the employee journey within a business. Mm. So we cover you from that perspective. AB Phillips is the insurance broker who covers our clients from an insurance perspective, insurance policies, but then we come in and we take care of the people risk issues in a business. So we think that the partnership works really well together.
That's interesting because Obviously that's preventative. So you don't get to that insurance component.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And certainly in the workers' compensation space as well, we really work very closely with our clients' insurers to make sure that we're actually reducing the cost of the claims, which then has an impact on premiums. So we're always trying to take that proactive approach. And in the workers' comp space or workers' compensation, a lot of clients don't understand that you can actually get someone to you can engage someone like us to manage that process for you because it's really complex. So we're protecting our clients in terms of ensuring that they can get their workers back to work as quickly as possible.
Mm. Are the issues the same no matter what sector? And if not, are there any specific to aquatics?
Look, I think the range of if I think about awards, the range of awards that are actually applicable to the pool and spa industry, there are probably seven off the top of my head I could name. And there's such a complexity around awards and interpreting awards and what wages should be paid and what allowances need to be paid. And, you know, one example is one of our key spas that clients has four awards applicable to his business. So he runs, he has manufacturing, he has transport, he needs to transport his goods, he has clerical staff in his office, which comes under the clerical award, and then he has sales staff. So they come under the commercial sales award as well. So there's a real complexity around our clients absolutely wanting to do the right thing by their staff, but actually not knowing quite how to do it or how to interpret those complex awards.
So when we're saying awards, they're not gold medals, they're actual minimum.
Absolutely.
Right, yes.
Absolutely. I mean, I guess, in a way, you are rewarded for it.
Yes.
Because if you do the right thing, you won't be in front of Fair Work.
Yeah.
So we try and commercially protect our clients in that respect as well. And we always say to them, just give us a call. If you ring us, just sometimes a five-minute conversation can actually... We had a client from the pool from Spaza only a matter of weeks ago. We realised that some of his staff, his pool cleaning staff, were actually classified under the incorrect award, and so we've saved him a lot in overtime payments. And we also talked to him about maybe flexibility, having RDOs or time off in lieu instead of having to pay overtime.
Right.
So it's understanding those
options that people
that's
have,
exactly right?
And I just lost the train of thought then.
It's all right.
First time it's actually happened.
You're on a good roll.
But yes, do the awards change? I mean, obviously, everyone is working on in their business and not necessarily keeping up with amendments or.
That's exactly right. And you can have amendments to the award. But the one thing that you need to be really careful of is twice a year, generally twice a year, 1st of July, 1st of December, that's the usual rule where you'll see wage increases. So we just recently heard from the Fair Work Commission that they've increased the national minimum wage by 5.2%. In terms of awards, so when we talk about the national, the minimum national wage, that's for employees who aren't covered under an award. So they'll get that 5.2%. But for people that are covered under the award, it will only go up 4.6%, but you need to keep a track on that at least twice a year and even maybe checking quarterly in case there are other amendments to allowances, span of hours of work and things like that.
Okay. I saw, speaking of that recent increase, I saw, I think, a cafe owner in tears on telly and saying, you know, particularly after the last couple of years, that frankly he couldn't afford it. So is that, that's a difficult position for employers to be in, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. When the Fair Work Commission announced the 5.2%, they said this wouldn't really have an effect on the economy, but it's going to have over $7 billion effect on employees and employers, that are those cafe owners, the small businesses, retail having to be open on the weekends. You know, the penalty rates will be higher. We've suffered over the last 2 years with COVID. We might be sick of talking about COVID, but there are still knock-on effects that will have years of knock-on effects. And there are lots of businesses that haven't survived the pandemic, but on the other hand, it's brought other opportunities to other industries and other businesses. And some businesses that we work with have now got have now removed kind of the shopfront and are completely online. So they've found a whole new business model. So there's been good opportunities, but at the same time, it's affected so many other industries to detriment.
Well, certainly pool and spa sector benefited from people using their travel money to, you know, renovate a pool or install a new pool.
Yes.
So just finally, how big are the penalties if you don't do the right thing?
It will range on the severity of not complying with an award. So it could be a few thousand dollars. It could end up being tens of thousands of dollars. One of the things that I always advise my clients is it takes one phone call from an ex-employee or a current employee for Fair Work to come knocking on your door. And the last thing you want is to have a case that has gone to a hearing, which then becomes public knowledge. So you may have potential clients that may want to do business with you, that may do a little bit of research on you. If they find that you've had a case that has gone to that extent in Fair Work, you could lose business because of that. So, and the penalties can be huge in terms of industrial manslaughter, of course. If there's a death in the workplace and you're held negligent and it is found that you're negligent, then you can receive up to 5 years or maximum 20 years jail. We just had the first first conviction in March of this year in Queensland. He had already served 18 months, so he was sentenced to 5 years jail.
Wow.
Because of his 18 months, they suspended the remainder of the 5 years, but his business was fined $3 million and there's a dead employee. And it's as plain and simple as that. So we have the death of an employee, which has destroyed the family, and this gentleman has now destroyed his own family and he's probably his business as well. And it's something you have to live with. And nobody goes to work knowing that they may not come home, that they could be working in, and we know that there are people working in dangerous environments, but they're driven by the fact they need a paycheck and that they're too scared to challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Employer. And it's time consuming.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. In high-risk environments such as building construction, so if you're a business who's building in-ground pools, even above ground pools, you know every day that when you turn up on a client's site, there are huge risks associated with that. Then you have other clients who are manufacturing products for the pool and spa industry. Again, very high-risk environments. And you can't afford to take any chances.
Absolutely. Getting on roofs to install the PVC.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All that. Fascinating industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing your story.
No, you're welcome.
Heywood's 1.85 horsepower TriStar VS pump is built to last even under the most demanding conditions. Super quiet in operation with easy to customize speeds, countdown timers and priming time. It even shows real-time power consumption in watts for immediate feedback to maximize those energy savings. It's designed for simple installation. TriStar variable speed pumps can also operate in standalone mode or connect to the Heywood OmniLogic automation system for seamless control. Visit heywoodpool.com.au for details. That's heywood-pool.com.au today.
We will start with your full name and the company.
Yeah, my name is Matteo Callegaro and I work for DAP Pumps.
DAP Pumps. And so tell us a little bit about the brand.
Oh, the brand is an Italian brand, a pump manufacturer. It's there since 45 years. So it's an old company, let's say. They started with some little pumps for heating systems inside the boiler of the houses in Italy.
Oh, wow.
Then they started to do gardening pumps. And little by little, they develop more product. And together with the product, they develop more market. So they start selling in Europe and then worldwide. Today, in a global world, DAP is almost present everywhere. And the last subsidiary they opened is exactly here in Australia.
Okay, so that was 2019 or before?
No, it was 2016, okay. Actually, yes.
And so were you working with the company before?
I was working with DAP Italy since 2017. And after 2 years experience inside as a product trainer, so welcoming the customer, taking to see our production line in our manufacturing plant, I developed a good knowledge about products, a bit of experience talking with customer. And then there was an opportunity to come here to Australia just to fill up the subsidiary with one more person. And I applied for that and I was successful. So now I'm working for DAP Oceania.
Okay, fantastic. So does it stand for anything? DAB?
Yeah, DAB is a strange name. A lot of people exchange it with the DAP dance.
Yes, that's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, or there's also DAP on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, DAP, yes.
Yeah.
Reggae DAP.
The DAP name, 45 years ago, I think they were the first. There is also DAP beer, actually, in Germany, I think. But the DAP stands for Dal Vecchio and Bagante. And it is the two name of
founders.
The founders. Yes.
And so how do your products differ from others on the market?
Oh, we do difference. We are different because our catalog is full. So we are one company that do all the pumps of every type, including pool pumps, for example. Not many pumps manufacturer out there, they do so many products in so many sectors. Mm-hmm. For example, the biggest one don't approach the pool market, for example. Mm-hmm. And those ones that do the pool market, they don't do irrigation, they don't do the watering, they don't do submersible, that type of stuff. So DAP is present with a full catalog. Quality, made in Italy quality, so we have a tradition. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can say that. And in terms of differentiating, we really push on new technology and embracing new design, new solution. There are some flagship products,
yes,
like EasyBox that is kind of innovating. We have a lot of innovation in our, we really invest a lot. We risk a lot, but
yes,
so far every bet has been won.
Okay, fantastic. Mm. And excuse me, so in Australia, as you've probably learnt, we either have a severe lack of water or too much water, but predominantly we do go through serious drought, and obviously sustainability and environmental awareness is such a big part. Is that factored in the Italian sort of base? Are they very cognizant of that, aware of that?
Yes, we do. I think I don't want to lack respect to Australia, mm-hmm, but I think in Europe we are a little bit forward in terms of environment protection, mm-hmm, energy saving. We are applying a lot of technologies that are ahead.
So you were already ahead of the curve ball.
Yes, absolutely. In terms of energy saving, maybe because the energy there is more expensive, maybe because there is less space. So even the waste, the product, everything, there is not too much space to put it. We don't have our own petrol and gas. We have to buy from external in Italy. So politically, we are really aware of saving energy.
So it's already in a part of the dialogue and lifestyle.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So what's your one of your more popular products and what are some of the main features of it?
Oh, I named it before. It's EasyBox, probably very successful, especially here in Australia. We are one of the most biggest market in the world for EasyBox is in Australia. It's actually an embedded pump system where you have the pressure sensor, the variable frequency driver to save energy. You have a lot of components all inside the box. So actually the installer is only asked to place the box in place, connect the pipe in, pipe out, and the system is working very efficiently. So we were able to apply the simplicity of a product, even it's very articulated inside with a lot of devices. We make it simple for the installer to be comfortable with it.
Okay. How has it been entering a new market? Obviously, there's quite a few pump stands here at the Splash Expo. Do you rely on that sort of historical story, as well as the fact that that's just you understand every facet of pumps because you are in all those different sectors?
Yeah, you say right. It's the tradition and the brand is the key to enter the market.
Mm-hmm.
But actually in Australia, we are here since 2016 with a subsidiary. So we actually dub people that enter into Australia, but we were here before since 25 years with some distributor and sales partner. And they have done a great job for us developing the DAB brand into Australia. So we are actually well known.
Quite established already.
We are established, yeah. And we are selling well.
Yes.
But for pool sector, it's a different story because it's one of the latest product we developed. And our sales partner, they were not into pools. So we have to build our market almost from zero. And it's very tough. Especially because even we have a quality product, but we don't have awareness. Nobody knows DAB for pool sector. So it's very hard to breach through and it takes time. We have probably to invest in promotion, marketing, and also in quality and showing how good are our product.
Yeah.
And we have to wait and see for 2, 3, 5 years until people finally recognize DAB as one of the main players.
It builds that momentum.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
because every sector is kind of self-standing. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have with COVID, did you have a lot of supply chain issues or import issues?
Yeah, we did. In? We did. Especially in the second year. First year we were still producing, working from home, lockdown, freezing in the marketing activities, but production didn't have many issues because we still have the raw materials. But in the second year, we saw the difference, increasing price, shortage in procurement. And if you don't have the copper and the plastic, you can't build a pump. Even you have the operator there ready to work. So 2022 are actually a little bit more difficult than 2020.
Okay, that's interesting. Thank you for sharing your insights. It's been really interesting.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I do. Matteo, your accent there just makes me want to jump back up on a plane again and travel and see more of the world again. Thank you for taking some time, Matteo, to share on behalf of DAB and to Brenda Garrard-Forster as well on the HR side of things. I hope you found both of those pieces of professional content as interesting, as useful, and as enjoyable as I did. And do make sure that you go and subscribe and like. It really does help us when you do that. Pass on the links to this podcast to all your team, all your people. Do have a look as well at all the photos and the links that we've provided here as well for what was an incredible event. Have a good one. We'll see you next time on Ready, Set, Splash.
Luke Daly is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Yeah, Luke, we're supposed to be on this podcast. Be great if you could have joined us today. Anyway, maybe next time.